pop news time. And we begin with Ellen DeGeneres and her hilarious and very heartfelt acceptance speech for favorite humanitarian at the People's Choice Awards, accepting her award from fellow winner and dear friend Melissa McCarthy.
And Melissa, that was, thank you. Yeah, I love you, and what wonderful things you said. You forgot gorgeous, but that's okay.
Ellen went on to say, it is really simple. Be nice. And that was the goal for her talk show, mostly.
I just set out really just to make people happy and make people laugh and to get very, very rich. And
it was an amazing speech. She did a great, great job. Congratulations.
Very honest. Very honest.
Ellen.
But you cannot watch her show and not feel good.
Absolutely.
You are happy when you watch your
from
show.
From start to finish.
Joy.
And she's
joy.
Been doing it a long time now. She really
well
has set the bar. Well deserved. Up next in pop news, proof that nothing can come between a football fanatic and their favorite team, and by football I mean soccer. A dad in Australia, boy, does he have it bad for his favorite team. He suggested the name Lynestra for his newborn baby girl. Little Lynestra's mom wrote to a magazine explaining, wow, she thought that was such a unique and beautiful name. Totally went for it.
I know where this
it wasn't
going.
Until she was 2 years old that dad admitted to mom his idea for the name Lynestra is actually Arsenal, spelled backwards. His favorite soccer team. He got away with it for 2 years. Thankfully, Lynestra is a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name.
I think that's funny.
When I was working on ESPN, there are some children named Espen.
Really?
Yeah, Espen.
Wow.
Daddy!
It's not quite Lynestra.